Welcome to 20 Days with 1 Peter, blessing and purpose even in the midst of suffering. Kicking off day one of our 20 installment, 5 minute per day devotional series. So glad to have you with us. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, please bless this devotional time today. As we approach Holy Scripture, may we not only hear and recognize something right and good from your word, but please help us also put that truth into practice in a manner well-pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 today. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with His blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance. Okay, this will be relatively painless, but we do need to go over just a little background information. We're starting a study of the book of the Bible, 1 Peter, and it's good for us to make sure we're in tune with what was likely going on when Peter wrote this letter. Of course, he started off stating himself as the author, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Back in the first century, letters were very much like emails, starting off with a from line, so you automatically knew who they came from. Even today, if you get a snail mail letter, if you do get that kind of thing, you probably look up the top left-hand corner for the return address before you open it up and start reading it. That way you know who the letter is from. Well, they didn't have email, and they didn't have return addresses on envelopes back then, so they started off their letter stating who it was from, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Most evangelical scholars place the time of writing this book somewhere between 60 AD and 70 AD, quite likely as early as 60 to 64 AD, before the tragic Roman fire of 64 AD. It could have been after, most likely before. Christians were misunderstood and persecuted for a number of reasons. Here are two of them. First, Christians refused to worship the Roman emperor. Of course, Christians did this on religious principle. The true God of heaven and earth demands that we have no other gods before him. Not worshiping the emperor was seen as the kind of thing that rebels, political rebels, did. Political rebels of their day refused to worship the emperor because they objected to Roman rule. Thus, Christians were often viewed as a political threat to the establishment. Second, Christians refused to take part in idol worship at local temples. Again, on religious principle. To the common man in Roman provinces of Asia, however, worshiping idols at the local temple was seen as a civic duty. Not worshiping idols was considered the equivalent of inciting the anger of the gods. If something went wrong, to their way of thinking, well, their local gods must have become angry. Who made them angry? To their way of thinking, well, probably those Christians who refused to worship them. Now, that doesn't mean that worshiping idols is right or good. The Christians were correct to not worship the idols, but they did face persecution as a result. Once a fisherman, then a disciple, and an apostle of Christ and a fisher of men, Peter writes to churches stretched across a wide area of Asia Minor as a church leader, a fellow elder. Now, in the waning years of his life, he sends words of encouragement. God's power will shield Christians as they face trials. Our trials are temporary, but the inheritance we have kept in heaven for us by God is eternal. Setting our mind and hope on spiritual blessings fills us with a joy that is beyond the ability of words to express. We can rest assured that after we have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore us, make us strong, firm, and steadfast. All that and more lies ahead in our devotional series. I hope you do come back for day two of 20 Days with 1 Peter. Let's pray. Father God, you are the only true God. No matter what the cost, may we never have any other gods before you. Sanctify us, set us apart, and make us holy by the work of your Holy Spirit. Help us to understand and obey your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in his name we pray and trust. Amen. That's a wrap for day one. Thanks so much for joining us. May you have a very blessed day, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for day two of our ongoing series, 20 Days with 1 Peter, Blessing and Purpose, Even in the Midst of Suffering.